Here in Las Vegas, Nevada, beautiful day out here. Now it is in New York and Chicago, but I hope it's nice there, too. This is sitting across from Michael Goudeau, as I often am this time of the day. How you doing, Goudeau?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
You following the elections carefully?
As carefully as I can, yeah.
We have people writing in and telling us how they voted. I guess a few people wrote me in on the ballot,
yeah,
which I approve of. Writing me in is precisely the same as not voting, except that that guy who said you get credited for being at the polling place. And so I think I'm going to go over and vote after we're done here. You can't go with me?
I can't. I don't vote in your district.
Oh, I don't like to go along to the voting place.
I'll what go if, with you if you want.
You maybe you should go with me. And just help me. Hold my hand.
All right.
Can you come in the booth with me?
Yeah, maybe.
Just tell me what to do.
You're a celebrity. You might be able to pull it off.
I just want help. You know, I just want help. Do you have a sample ballot you can fill out and
X's
just take
and
with
O's.
Me?
Just X's and O's.
It's just the Hollywood squares. I'll take Whoopi to block. But maybe I'll vote. I just want to vote because there's that marijuana thing that I should really vote on. And there's a secondhand smoke thing I should vote against, isn't there?
Yeah.
Are they trying to, like, outlaw smoking
all
in Nevada?
Smoking anywhere,
which
yeah.
is just wrong. And we want to see how the voting's going. I guess the only candidate that we have really supported on this show, the one we've really endorsed, has been Kinky Friedman. We've got him in Texas now. Let's see how he's doing. Hey, Kinky, you there?
Hello, Penn.
How you doing? How's it coming along?
Good, brother. Good. I've given Texas my telephone number, and we'll see if she calls me back.
You know, I was reading somewhere, I guess the New York Times said that you were fighting for third place. Is there any truth to that?
It depends who you listen to, Penn. If you listen to the pollsters and the pundits, we're out of it, and we always have been. If you check any other poll taken over radio, television, or newspapers, we win it.
Is that true?
So, yes. So
now, what are the
who you believe?
What are the exit polls saying so far? Don't they have them yet?
I haven't seen anything yet. A little bit early for that. But what I've been saying is that the governor's got a booger on his nose, and it's time somebody told him. And George Bush has a booger on his nose. We call it a wreck. Governor Perry's got a booger on his nose too. It's property taxes. It's immigration. It's education. He's got a lot of boogers on his nose, and I think the people are going to tell him.
So, Kinky, as someone I've known for a couple years at least, what does it feel like to be in a real... I mean, you've played with Bob Dylan, you've toured, you've been in front of thousands of people, but now you're running for governor. Is that like a whole different rush?
It's terrifically exciting, and it's a privilege to do it. And I do want to say, Penn, that the allegations of my having sex with a male masseuse are entirely false.
Okay. How about the methamphetamine?
How about the what? The methamphetamine. Yeah, that is false, too. I did not take any methamphetamine.
And are you...
They are entirely false.
And just in case for the future, how hard was it to run? Are you exhausted?
No, I feel great. In fact, we're coming your way should we win this thing. We're going to have a big party. Willie's coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know I'm making a lot of money. I got 8,000 bucks riding on Joe Lieberman. My fellow countrymen. So if he wins, I'm taking it to Vegas right away.
Really, right away? Like tomorrow?
Well, hopefully as soon as I can. I mean, if I'm elected governor, you know, I can do a satellite broadcast back from Vegas.
And do you have a plan for what you do if you lose?
Yes. If I lose, I retire in a petulant snit onto a goat farm. That's if the governor wins re-election. Uh-huh. If the Democrat wins, I'm moving to France with Barbara Streisand.
Well, good. So you have an exit strategy.
Yes, that's the exit strategy. But I don't think any of those three things are going to occur right now, Penn. It's looking very, very good. So we'll remain optimistic and see what happens. And hope we get a big win for Texas.
Well, you know, we're rooting for you, Kinky. We're rooting for you.
By the way, we want you guys at the big inaugural People's Ball, by the way.
We'll do what we can to get there, man. We'll do what we can to get there. I just think, you know, if you win governor of Texas, I'll tell you that my entire faith in this country is 100% restored. I am just thrilled to pieces. I'm higher than a kite. So I...
great. And Pam has just said that if I win this election, his faith in America is 100% restored. Well, that's how a lot of people feel, Pam, millions of them, and we don't want to let them down.
I think so. I think it would just be terrific. You know,
it's also a question of how hip is the room. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you're in Texas, and Texas has some pretty hip things going on.
That's what we think. So
and where are you?
Find out.
Where will you be when you find out?
Tonight we'll be at Schultz's Beer Garden, a famous old political place in Austin.
Uh-huh.
And we'll watch everything go down there. Jesse Ventura will be with us. I think Willie Nelson will.
Oh, great.
And we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll be listening to all the news and stuff. When do you figure you know for sure?
Well, I think 9:30-ish. 10 at the latest, probably, unless it comes down to the wire.
Okay. Well, we'll be listening carefully. We're all rooting for you, man.
Well, peace, Penn, and let's hope we get together in Vegas very, very soon.
Very soon. Win, Kinky, win.
All right. Thanks.
He's great.
What's not the love of Kinky?
How many gubernatorial candidates could you have on the air that they would have to dump a word that they said? I'll blow my effing brains out. That's what he said if Grandma wins in Texas.
Back and point that out just in case our dumper missed it.
We know that the guys in New York are right on it. They're paying. I've met them now.
Z's on the screen right here in front of me.
They're snoring there. I'm going to take another phone. I was going to get to other stuff, but I want to take another phone call. Someone's on the line here. I want to hear. Let's talk to Paul. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Penn. How are you?
Never better, boss. How are you?
I'm great, and I just wanted to let you know that I voted for you today.
You did?
For Attorney General of New York, yeah.
Well, that's a good choice. That's a good choice. Now, did you spell my name with a J?
J-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. Is that correct?
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I listened to the show yesterday, and I kind of took to heart what you were saying about if you had two candidates that you really didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Don't vote for either of them. And as I was listening to your show, I was reading the Daily News, and I saw step-by-step instructions on how to do a write-in candidate.
Uh-huh.
In New York City, basically, there's a little silver button on the left side of the voting booth at the top left. You press that,
uh-huh.
And then there's a slot that you kind of push over. There's like a little metal slot, and whatever number the election race is on that you want to do a write-in for, you just slide that over and you write it in. And then you pull the lever, and it stays on the election record for 2 years. So I voted for you for the Attorney General and also the Comptroller. I voted for Gilbert Gottfried.
Good. We would be good. And I'll promise you one thing, Paul. If I am elected, I'll find out what that job entails. I'll make you that solemn promise.
I wasn't too sure about it myself, so.
I'll check into it. I'll find out everything about it. Are you rooting for Kinky from there in New York?
I like to see the odd candidate get in. I loved it when Jesse got in. I loved it when Arnold got in. So
yeah, when Jesse got in, it was a terrific thing. It was just really beautiful.
Yeah, and I love how just up the establishment a little bit every once in a while is a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Paul. Your vote means a lot.
Oh, well, good luck.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, thanks.
I got to write
at least
vote.
On a personal level.
I got to write in vote. You know,
yeah, that's something. We got email from people saying they voted for.
What if anybody ever wrote you in?
Nobody wrote me in. No,
you think so? Someone must have written Michael Goodell.
No, I don't think so.
They can't spell your last name. Too many
exactly
vowels.
Right.
Many, many, too many vowels. That was exciting talking to Kinky. What must that be like running for governor? You know,
seems great, doesn't it?
I mean, doing Saturday Night Live when you're going to go out there live on that show. We were doing that in the '80s. That was pretty exciting. We've done shows for thousands and thousands of people, but I've got to think that running for governor is a whole different experience.
You think?
I don't think I have the personality. I think I would crack.
You know, you have to go around and ask people for money, and going around and asking strangers to donate money so that you could run seems I could never do that.
Yeah, it's very, very
so uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. And I also I always have hesitation, anything I believe in. You know what I mean? I always go, well, I'm sure of this, this, and this. But I could be wrong. And I think that, but I could be wrong, is not what you want. I don't think you want that as a candidate. I'm not sure what the hell
you
I'm talking about.
You want to stay on the
about.
Horse no matter which way the stream's going, is what you're saying there? Is it?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that like one of those?
George Bush is saying that, you know. He's not going to change horses midstream no matter what.
But you said it wouldn't matter which way the stream is going.
Yeah, well, you know, when he started the war, it was going this way, and now the stream's going the other way. And he's still on that horse.
Still on that same horse. Still on that same horse. Yeah, got a booger on his nose. That's what Kinky said. Got a booger on his nose. That was Kinky's... And George Bush is a... I guess I shouldn't say, though. Of course, not many people listen to us in Texas. But I thought George Bush was a friend of...
Kinky,
yeah. Didn't you think so?
Didn't Clinton was.
Let's see another phone call. Let's see what we got here. We got James. What's up, James?
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Never better, boss. What's up with you?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I also wrote you in the ballot today.
Wow!
I hope it's not for the same thing, because, man, you might get the job. Then what are we going to do?
Well, I'm from New Jersey. I wrote you in for the mayor of the borough of Karlstadt.
Karlstadt, the mayor of Karlstadt. Did you spell my name right?
Yes, I did.
So I'm popping up. I'm popping up on the ballots. I mean, the country is going to be aware that I exist. There's going to be people.
You know,
yeah.
We make Yoo-Hoo in Karlstadt.
Do you really? Do you work at the Yoo-Hoo company?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't. But do you, can you smell? Can you smell Yoo-Hoo?
yeah, you can.
Because like in Hershey, Pennsylvania, man, you can smell chocolate.
Yeah, Hershey just smells like that. That's it.
Yeah, that whole town smells like that. But you smell like Yoo-Hoo a little bit?
Meadowlands and Yoo-Hoo. So kind of like dirty swamp and chocolate milk.
No, I don't even know. Well, Yoo-Hoo isn't really chocolate milk, is it? Is there milk in it?
No.
No.
There's like a powdered milk-like substance.
A powdered milk-like substance in water.
Yeah.
Is that one of those...
I've been in the factory before. I've seen how they make it. It's really cool.
Is it really cool? Tell us about it.
Yeah. It's like
on this Election Day coverage, the Ben Gillette Show has the making of Yoo-Hoo. Tune in now for the latest results on how they make that goddamn Yoo-Hoo. We are so cutting edge. Tell us about the Yoo-Hoo, James.
Well, what they do is they put it into, they take like a powdered chocolate mix and a powdered milk. They put it, they mix in some water. And they run it through like a big, almost like a steam tower, almost, where it like boils it out pretty much. It gets really hot. And then it gets bottled, labeled.
Well, it gets bottled really hot, right? It's really hot when it's bottled.
Yes.
And how much of the powder goes in at once? What are the kind of ratio? I mean, the ratio we don't care about. What's the volume?
That's kind of their secret recipe.
Okay. No, I mean, was it like a dump truck full of the powder?
Kind of, pretty much.
I mean, that much of it? I mean, how much do they do at a time? That's what I'm trying to find out. I don't want to violate any trade secrets of Yoo-Hoo, because I could be the mayor.
it's like a big, I guess like a 500-gallon vat. They mix it up in.
Okay, so that's...
And then it gets put into smaller containers from there and then moved along a big conveyor belt.
Yeah, because there's something about food in quantity, in bulk. Food in bulk that's, one, funny, and two, disturbing. You know, the huge amounts of food at once. I would like to see, like, you know, when potato chips are first come off the rack. I bet millions of potato chips. And that smell must be great. I would rather be, I mean, no offense, but I'd rather be mayor of a town that made potato chips. But Yoo-Hoo's good, too. Yoo-Hoo's good, too. Thanks so much, James. You know,
the Yoo-Hoo, the bottle size, eight fluid ounces, servings, about two.
It doesn't say
it says that.
Eight fluid ounces?
is two servings.
Wow. Because they're trying to get the amount of calories down, right? Because it's nothing. It's just sugar, right?
Yeah.
Although Yoo-Hoo has never seemed particularly particularly rich to me. It always seems a little bit watery, the Yoo-Hoo.
Well, in a more dairy way.
Yeah. Do you have the ingredients?
I have the ingredients here if you want to make Yoo-Hoo at home.
Tell us some more. Want to tell us more?
Dairy whey, high fructose corn syrup and or sugar, non-fat milk, corn syrup solids, cocoa, soybean oil.
Like everything we eat, it's corn. Everything we eat is corn. There's that book that came out that's not called everything. I think it's called the Omnivore's Dilemma. But one of the things he points out in the corn lobby is that everything we eat is corn. Let's talk to Allison. What's up, Allison?
Hi, honey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I like the line, honey.
Ken, I had to do this because I'm your favorite Monkey Tuesday story girl.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, yes, you are my favorite. Oh,
and
yes.
Because it's Monkey Tuesday and Election Day, mm-hmm. I just wrote you in as my vote for the governor of the state of Illinois.
Yeah, governor of the state of Illinois. Now, wait a minute. Goodell, we had a follow-up question, didn't we? People were stopping me after we did that show with you. People were, like, stopping me in the mall and asking me questions about you. And I said I didn't have a way to get in touch with you. And now I can't for the life of me remember. What loose ends did we leave open on Allison that time?
Was the monkey charged with a crime? Was that gland theft or just going for jokes? What are we trying to cover here?
No. For real. Everything's healed up properly. You've been back to the scene of the crime.
And everything is great.
And how's the monkey doing?
You know, I don't know, as a matter of fact.
But you didn't lose any sensation there, did you?
No.
For those
no.
of you who
she
don't
gained
listen
extra to sensation.
For those of you who don't listen to the show all the time.
Correct.
And it was the greatest story, I believe the greatest story ever told. For a while, it was supposed to be the Bible, but now this was the greatest story. And there was that great part where your husband undoes your bra. And also, you're like 44 double D, right?
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, see, I remember breast size. You know, I'm like the Rain Man for breast size there. And they went to the hospital, and they tried to charge you for all the shots that the monkey got, right?
Correct.
That didn't work. But there Correct. Was a question that somebody asked me. What is the question?
I'm surprised you can't remember this.
I can't remember because people were bothering me. People were coming to me going, you're Penn, right? And I go, yeah. And they go, that woman with her breasts with a monkey. And then they ask me a question. You can't think of what it is, Goodell?
I don't remember.
Because you never knew it.
I never knew it. You never told me this.
Nothing was troubling you about that?
Nothing's troubled me about it.
But you wrote me in for governor of Illinois?
I did.
Which means I could tell Steve Dahl what to do?
Well, actually, I kind of figured Steve would be, you know, lieutenant governor, mayor of Chicago, something like that.
Yeah, well, sure, I could probably. Do you get to appoint people when you're a governor? I guess there are some positions. I'd appoint Steve, certainly, to one of those positions. But, Allison, that really is still, you know, in all the Monkey Tuesdays we've done, that is probably the greatest story. The first one, the very first one that started us off on this route, Pops, There's So Much Like Us, was also an absolutely great one. But yours is so great. And, you know, the more I thought about it, Allison, the sexier it got, really. You know, you should send in to penradio@gmail.com. You should send a picture to help.
I did.
You did not send a picture.
I did.
I have not seen it.
I sent you four.
Uh-oh.
I sent four pictures the day that I told you that story.
Michael, you're fired. How could pictures of Allison get out of it? No. He's looking for him. Allison, please resend them, penradio@gmail.com. I want to know every little intimate detail about what that monkey bit, okay? Thank you so much, Allison.
I will resend them. Have a great day, guys.
Call again. Thanks so much. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with the Penn Jillette Show on this big election day. I love
Don't
Allison.
Don't hurt me, boss. Don't hurt me. Ow.
We're back after this. We're going to go, it's Monkey Tuesday. Yeah, sure. It's election Monkey Tuesday, but it's Monkey Tuesday. We'll be back. This is Penn Jillette, candidate for seemingly everything in the United States of America. I was written in for, Attorney General?
Governor of Illinois.
Governor of Illinois, Attorney General of New York, and then Mayor of Yoo-Hoo Town.
Karlstadt.
Yep. So you're writing all these down?
I am.
Like, I want to know what I'm, because you have to add another one.
You got a lot of speeches, so you better start writing.
Michael Wilson, who is the guy who did Michael Moore Hates America, filmmaker, and a really good guy. I really like him a lot. He just says, Penn for District 4 Soil and Water Commissioner of Anoka County, Minnesota. I wrote you in, and me, for District 3, there's a shot we could both win. So, District 4, Soil and Water Commissioner of Anoka?
Anoka? Can you spell that?
A-N-O-K-A.
Yeah.
Anoka, which is the same backwards as forwards. Anoka County, Minnesota. That's Mike Wilson who wrote it. If I get any of these, I wonder if I'll be able to, like, fix parking tickets and stuff. I wonder what perks come with it. I don't have any interest, really, in politics. And, you know, Jack said, you know, as a gag, encourage people to write my name in. I don't feel right about doing that. I don't mind that people make that choice, but it just seems that it's an improper use of the airwaves. Because I'm not running for anything, and I don't want
to do equal time for everybody in every one of these districts.
I'm going to talk seriously for a moment about this. You know, people ask me, you know, not seriously, and not many, but they ask me if I would ever run politically, and I think I'm much better off speaking for myself. I don't want to be someone that speaks for other people. It makes me really uncomfortable. I may add to that I don't think anybody should be someone who speaks for other people, but that may be a different thing. Let's talk to Brett. What's up, Brett?
You know, this isn't why I called, but it's Monkey Tuesday, so I got to make monkey noises.
wait, hold on one second here. Stop everything, Brett. Those were really good monkey noises. Patrick, I want you to play the theme and let Brett sing along with it. You just do a whole thing.
Can you do it with me, Ben?
No, I want you to blow a chorus by yourself. You're just going to blow a chorus by yourself.
Okay.
It's Monkey Tuesday. You kind of fell apart in the back eight there, didn't you?
I got a little something caught in my throat. I got a little something caught.
But it was still wonderful, Brett.
I got to say, you caught me off guard too. You know. And,
well, I hear a good monkey noise. I want to exploit it. There's no doubt about it.
That's good. The reason I called, I need to know how to spell Goodell's name so I can write him in for governor of Maryland.
Oh, nice.
Go ahead, Goodell. Okay, why don't you give a little campaign speech while you're at it, Goodell?
If I were governor of Maryland, I would still live in Las Vegas. It's going to make a little tough.
spell your name.
Yeah, G-O-U.
No, Michael, too.
M-I-A-E-L is all you have to remember about that one. And just too many vowels is all you have to know about the last one.
G-O-U.
Yeah, D-E-A-U.
G-O-U-D-E-A-U.
G-O-U-D-E-A-U. I can do that. I think I'm going to let you in for sheriff of Anne Arundel County.
So, nice. So what county?
Anne Arundel.
I still didn't hear him, did you?
No.
Anne Arundel County.
Okay, good, cool. You're going to write him in. He hasn't done it yet. He's just saying he's going to, but...
Oh, I will. Oh, I'm going to go right now. Don't you doubt me.
I'm not doubting you. Not a man that can make monkey noises. But we do know from your monkey noise appearance that you do fade in the back nine. We do know that. So maybe you're very strong up top, but, you know, maybe you're going to fade later. So we're hoping you're going to.
Well, true. And on an interesting side note, I've been cut off from Christmas. I played that snippet of me talking about Christmas for my mother and my sister, and apparently I'm only getting socks this year.
Oh, you've been cut off for Christmas? Oh, you're the atheist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, this is the atheist guy. Remember we talked to him?
Yeah.
When I was in New York? Yeah. And they've cut you off for saying that stuff about Santa Claus?
Yeah. Apparently, I have been ostracized from all of these. I double stick to it, but right now they're holding to their guns that I'm not allowed to come to Christmas dinner.
You're not allowed to come to Christmas dinner at all?
I don't think so. Like I said, I think they'll break. I think they'll break, but that's the line they're walking.
For those of you who don't listen to the show all the time, we had a little discussion about Santa Claus, and Brett called up. And both you and your sister are atheists, but your sister...
No, my sister is not an atheist.
Not
she's a theist, but not necessarily religious.
Okay.
How they want to raise their kids.
But she wants to have Santa Claus, and you would not raise your kids with Santa Claus, you said.
Exactly.
In other words, you tend to agree with me and my wife, and your sister agrees with Goudou.
That's right.
Exactly. On more things than one.
And what did you want for Christmas that you won't be getting because of making your very strong moral stance?
I think the only thing that I was going to get for Christmas anyway was like a little stereo dock for my iPod, so I'll just have to keep listening to the show on headphones.
Well, maybe somebody will write in to penradio@gmail.com who has a stereo dock left over for the iPod, and they'll send that to me. I'll send it. Or maybe I have one. If I have one, you can write into penradio@gmail.com. If I have an extra iPod dock, I'll send it to you to support you in your moral battle. How's that?
That's beautiful, Pat. I've never been so touched by a magician in my life.
Bad touch. Bad touch. Bad touch. Very bad touch. Okay, and I'll also send you a little bit of meth and man ass for your Christmas, which is what you should have. Okay, thank you so much, Brett. I just thought I'd make it a Christian holiday. Let's put the Christ back in Christmas. Let's have some meth and man ass. We got a lot of these calls, man. This is amazing. Let's talk to, this is Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Penn and Goodell.
Howdy.
How you doing?
You're in trouble, my friend. You are going to get elected Attorney General of New York State, I'm telling you.
You voted too?
Yes, I did, and you'll be proud of. Never voted before. I voted this year just so I could do that.
J-I-L-L-E-T-T-E?
Yes, you are in trouble.
You know they're going to give you out of technicality.
Well, either that or they're going to come to my house and get me and commit me.
How big a cut in pay would Attorney General of New York be to me? What does that pay? That'd be a huge cut. I couldn't pay my electric bill. I wouldn't pay.
Well, unless you do what every other New York politician does and you're corrupt as hell.
I would not be corrupt. That's why you voted for me, Mike.
Yes, that is why I voted for you.
I might be incompetent. I might be goofy. I might be offensive, but I would not be corrupt.
So is our president.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Take care, Pat.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
I guess it's time since I have at least two votes. At least two votes for Attorney General of New York State. And I guess it's time to do some confession. I don't want this coming out, coming out right before I'm elected. Stephen Colbert called me yesterday. You know, I did this Colbert Report last week. And on the show, we played it. Really contentious. Matter of fact, friends of mine have written and say, did Stephen Colbert really hate you and so on. We had a great time. As a matter of fact, I think I said this yesterday. Stephen Colbert kissed me on the lips afterwards. We had a wonderful relationship. But he called me yesterday.
That's good. He's calling you already.
He kissed me once. Serious. Now he calls me. I'm seriously dating Stephen Colbert now. But I want to confess that he called me up very, very angry. And he was angry at me, and he was right. Before he went on, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert on the cover of the Rolling Stone this month. So Stephen Colbert was out warming up the crowd before he did it, and he went out there and he sang, "Well, we're big rock singers, we get golden singers, and we're loved everywhere we go." He sang cover of the Rolling Stone. Now, he took the first half of the first verse and added the last half of the last verse, put them together, which could be called condensing. You know, he's abridging it. But he said, it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you. And he came back to meet me in the dressing room, and I shook his hand, and I said, Stephen, if you're doing a news show, you should do it right, because you did the wrong words on the cover of the Rolling Stone. And then we sang it together in the dressing room. And we got to that part, it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. He said really, I said truly. Our minds won't truly be blown, like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone. And he said, oh, it's truly? I said, yes, it's truly and not really. And I said, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. And he went, I'm so sorry. And he apologized very, very deeply to me. And I said, it's okay. It's just that you're trying to be a news guy. So we were screwing around. That's when we decided to do it really intense on the show. And he called me yesterday and said that he did a search of Shel Silverstein's lyrics to Dr. Hook, which is who wrote Cover the Rolling Stone. And it's really be blown. So he thought I was correcting him just to freak him out before the show, but he it wasn't true. I was just mistaken. I was just totally mistaken. So
send your apology out to him. Is that what you're doing here?
I'm sending my public apology here. I also sent him a gift with a written apology. So I hope
iPod doc.
I sent him flowers. I said, because Stephen and I are now dating very clearly. So the iPod doc. If he sends in that address, send it to me, because I think I do have one. Okay. I might send it out to Brett. I think it might be a good thing to do. Okay, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back. It is, although we haven't talked a lot about it, it is Monkey Tuesday, and we'll be back. I wish Brett hadn't faded in the back nine on his singing song. That was good. I would have used that other times. But someone wrote in and said, since it was Monkey Tuesday,
Patrick's busy.
and Election Day that we should play. We had some patriotic monkey music done for the 4th of July. And people think that... Here we go. That'll get you... If that doesn't get you out to vote, I don't know what will. You got, there's other ones on there, isn't there? I like the way Jonesy's possessed during these. That's Mike Jones playing these, the piano player for Penn & Teller. There's a bunch of them on there, aren't there? Yeah, Mike Jones does all the music for this show and all the music for the, does the live music for the Penn & Teller. We can do that. Hope we're still on the air when we have the presidential election. That would be very good for that. Play us another one. As he did more of these, he got more impatient as to where the monkey music came in. Do us another one. Really beautiful, beautiful
Jonesy's
version.
Jonesy's amazing.
Jonesy's amazing. That's great. But that little riff of patriotic monkey music should get you all out to the polls so you can vote. And we have what? Two votes. I'm 2 votes for Attorney General of New York. 2 votes for Governor of Illinois. What else I got?
Mayor of Carlstadt.
Mayor of Carlstadt. What do you got? You're going to vote for something in Maryland, don't you?
Anne Arundel County. Mayor of Anne Arundel County.
What was the other one? The Michael one. The one from Michael Wilson. Did they have one more?
Attorney General of New York State. You got that one?
No, but there's another one. Remember the one I told you about the water commissioner?
Oh, yeah, water commissioner for Anoka County.
Yeah. Should I read this? Should I read this Gmail? Anyway, we're still going to take. I still want some monkey stories. 866-570-PEN. That's 866-570-PEN, 7366. We get some good monkey stories calling in. We're going to talk about monkeys because that's what we do on Monkey Tuesday. So, penradio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com or 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. Please, please, please call in with your monkey stories. It's a good day to be able to get on because we've been mostly hung up at this election thing. Should I read this write-in voting one? Is this a good one?
Yeah.
You forwarded it to me? This is from Eric.
Going to ruin your party.
Going to ruin my party?
Yeah.
Okay. I was waiting on hold yesterday but didn't get on the air. And had some comments of which a caller yesterday touched on. None of the above votes. Yes, if there's no candidates you like, you can show up, sign in, and not cast any votes or vote only on a referendum, etc. Write-in votes, however, in most places do not count unless a candidate has applied with the election board to be a write-in candidate.
Yeah.
Voting for Mickey Mouse or Penn Jillette will not count. Incidentally, as I'm listening to the show now, Illinois has a valid libertarian write-in candidate for governor, Mark McCoy. Oh, yeah, Mark McCoy. The problem with the Electoral college is the way most states implement it. If it were done correctly, it would never have been an instance of the popular vote and the electoral vote not agreeing. Albeit Nebraska and Maine have a policy of winner-take-all in the electors. So even if a state is divided, all the electors by state law vote the same way for president before the Senate. The system is a vital part of our system of checks and balances, but like most of the Constitution, it has been circumvented by the Republicrats. That's Eric in Illinois telling us that. So we've got some more information on that. Although it is kind of a that's kind of a buzzkill, isn't it?
It is. We're ruining our whole party.
Yeah, we're all excited. It's okay. Sure. And let's take another call. How you doing, Ken?
I'm good. How you doing, Penn?
Never better, boss. How are you?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm great, man.
All right, I can't really talk all that long, but I just gotta say, in honor of Monkey Tuesday and Election Day, I think everyone, whatever race they don't want to vote for either candidate in, should write in Jane Goodall.
Okay.
All right.
Jane Goodall's a good choice. Wow. Thank you so much. Thanks so much.
Okay, the man who stepped up and knew his civic duties.
He sure did. Here's from a friend of mine. This is Jennifer, who is the bondage loving congressional page. She said, "I just voted for you for governor of Illinois too. Good luck." Says, I guess she always says Jennifer, but I guess you can call her Jenny. What did she call herself when she was on the air? Do you know?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay, you don't know. Okay.
I don't
remember. That was a while ago. But 866-570-PEN. That's P-E-N-N 7366. 866-570-PEN 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. And if you've got monkey stories, send them in. For those of you who believe in hoping and praying, which is, I hope no one that listens to this show, and I pray no one that listens to this show believes in either of those, please hope and pray that Kinky Friedman becomes governor of Texas, because that would be so goddamn cool. Just imagine how goddamn cool.
You know, we have an email from Renee, our friend Renee, and she says, not only do you not want to tell other people what to do, if you were actually running for office, you would have to kiss other people's babies. She points out that you might not enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I'm not very. Since being a dad, I couldn't love my kids more. You know, that they'll tell you that you don't understand how much your parents loved you till you had kids.
Yeah.
You know. But I'll tell you, we went to this fertility picnic, which sounds much sexier than it is. You know, Moxie's a test tube baby. And the local fertility clinic has this little picnic for all the kind of a collective birthday parties for all the test tube babies that they've delivered.
Ours didn't work. We have to go to the adoption picnic. Sorry.
And,
not that I'm bitter.
Some people recognized me there and wanted me to pose with their babies, who were very cute and wonderful babies. But I'll tell you, holding someone else's baby is a very different feeling. It's a very, very different feeling. Like I held Patrick's baby, she's very cute. She's great. I just loved her. And Easy, my wife, really liked holding the baby. But I was like, okay, I've held the baby. Now let's move on to someone else who's actually responsible. Whereas Moxie, you know, I'll throw around and I can rough house with her and have a good time. Other people's babies, it's just, you know, but I'm always uncomfortable with that anyway. You know, I'm from New England, so being touched is never a comfortable thing for me. Let's take another phone call. It's Monkey Tuesday. So 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. Call them with the monkey stories. Hey, Stan, what's up, man?
Hey, Penn, what's happening?
Well,
happy Monkey Tuesday.
Thank you so much, sir. Right back at you. What's up, Stan?
I called you a couple of months ago to talk to you about my love of Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah,
and,
sure.
We kind of got on to a particular character. Honestly, if people are dissuaded with a Republican or a Democrat, I think the write-in has to be Cornelius.
Cornelius, of course it has to be Cornelius. Very good choice. So I was talking to Perry, a friend of mine who's also got a bracelet, poker players, great poker players, one of the Full Tilt Poker Boys, and he is just queer for the Planet of the Apes. He's the only person I've ever heard say he likes all five of the Planet of the Apes movies. It wasn't just like, oh, the first one's okay and the second one's good, you know.
Now you have to love all five.
Okay.
I have a box set. I've been in the industry. I have had the box set sitting on my shelf, sealed, for just such an occasion that I can watch all of them back to back.
Wow!
It'll be a blowout. It'll be a blowout. I will probably take as much whiskey, and maybe, you know, maybe something else that manages to put itself in front of me, you know, for a mind-altering 10-hour investigative journey into Planet of the Apes. Come to New Jersey, Penn, and we'll do it, man. We'll have an amazing Monkey Tuesday.
That would be fabulous. You know, we could have, maybe, you know, I'm doing the 24 party. Maybe I should have a Planet of the Apes party and just invite listeners to the show to watch all five Planet of the Apes. Would you fly out from Jersey?
Yes, I would. You promised to put me on the list, number one. I'm out there, baby.
Okay, I'm thinking about it, man. I'm not breaking promises yet, but I'm thinking about it. Thanks, Tim.
You know, that's like going backpacking. You need to leave a note on your car if you're going to watch 10 hours of those movies, because you can be lost forever. You want your friends, if you're not out in 24 hours, to send somebody in after you.
866-570-PEN. That's 7366. Let's talk to Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Penn, how you doing, man?
Never been better, boss. What's up?
I got you voted for Board of Chosen Freeholders in Marlboro, New Jersey.
Board of Chosen Freeholders?
In Marlboro, New Jersey,
Marlboro,
yeah?
New Jersey. Write that down, Gudeau. Write that down. And you spelled it J-I-L-L-E-T-T-E?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You did everything right. Okay,
I got it
right. Well, your vote is, the vote means exactly what it should mean to me, sir.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff.
Board of Chosen Freeholders. I can't even imagine what that job is.
I don't even know what it is. We'll have to look up all these jobs. Although that guy, man, that Hardoff, who sent us that story about if you're not registered in some way that you can't win, you know, I mean, on a write-in vote. I mean, what about the old thing of, you know, really drafting someone to run, someone that means something to you? But I guess that's no longer the way the country runs. We go. You have to live in the state. You sure you have to live in the state? Yeah, Patrick's sure. I guess we could find out all this, but it doesn't make any difference. I got, like, you know, four votes, right, all together. And for, I think one of the things that's going to kill me this election is the split vote. I think the fact that...
Yeah, would have been you or me.
Now it's, you know, Gudeau and Penn split the vote, and also we split the vote over, what, six or seven different offices.
That's right. Yeah, that's the real problem.
We're real hoping. Tomorrow we are going to have the biggest blowout party the Penn Jillette Show has ever had. Tomorrow, if you check this out, Jack, if Kinky wins, we're going to have Krispy Kreme donuts right here on the air. We're going to have a wild time. If Kinky wins tonight, tomorrow's a whole day of celebration about Kinky if he wins. If he loses, maybe we won't be mentioning it as much. But second place, if he gets second place, that's pretty good, too. He's already made his promises.
Can we just have donuts either way? Excuse me.
You just want to have donuts,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, New York was great with the corned beef. I'm going back to New York. Of course, there's a Carnegie Deli here, too. We could have.
They never send food, do they?
No, they never do. Weasel. Because Sandy isn't here. If Sandy were out here, right, he said he'd send us food. Of course, that could just be his lie. 866-570-PEN 7366. If you got a monkey story you didn't get on the air, still call in. We still take calls even when we're not on the air. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. This is Penn Jillette and Michael Gudeau. You damn dirty apes! You damn dirty apes! What is the end of it? God damn you! What does Charlton Heston say at the end of Planet of the Apes? I'm starting to think about this. I'm starting to think that a full
10 hours.
Full 10 hours.
Planet of the Apes.
Would you be down for that, Gudeau?
Oh, God, no.
We'll be back tomorrow. 866-570-PEN. This is Monkey Tuesday.